This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me is Michael Tilley, who is the editor and publisher of thecitywire.com. Happy Friday to you, sir.
Yes, it's always happy Friday. Those words, as we've said before, go well together.
Of course, thecitywire.com covers business, politics, culture, and more for the entire listening area. Let's start with business and USA Truck.
Here we go again. in a little less than 2 years, the company, the truckload company out of Van Buren, has had another essentially a hostile takeover attempt, this time by Phoenix-based Knight Transportation. It's a Knight offered a $9 per share bid. It's about a $242 million deal total when you include the debt that Knight would cover. But USA Truck has said, you know, we're not interested. And, they think there's more value in the company. You know, they're in the midst of a turnaround. They hired this John Simone back in February. He's known in the trucking industry for kind of a turnaround artist. And there's a little bit of some drama here. Knight said that, you know, they wanted a response by September 6th. Van Buren responded, USA Truck responded and said, look, we don't like the value. We think it's worth more than $9 a share. We're more than willing to sit down with you and talk to you why we think it's worth more. Apparently Knight sent a letter saying, well, no, we're not interested. You know, if you don't want to take the offer, we're not interested. And then Knight turned around yesterday on Thursday and put out this proposal, made it public. So there's already a little bit of a bad blood between the two companies now. The officials of Van Buren-based USA Truck think they've been kind of, or they think Knight's misleading the public about the process. But what's critical here, Kyle, is this, if this goes through, and I think it's iffy, but if it goes through, the potential to lose, you know, at least, you know, more than 400 good-paying corporate headquarter jobs there in Van Buren, that's that would be a big hit.
And this can play out over months, right?
Yes, it could. I mean, you know, who knows? I mean, Knight has many options. They could try to take it directly to the shareholders. There, Van Buren, USA Truck has a poison pill provision, and I have I've asked an analyst, a trucking industry analyst, who knows a lot more about these type of provisions than I do, to look into this and provide some particulars. And I hope we at the CityWire hope to report on that early next week, if not today. But that could prevent Phoenix from that would prevent Phoenix theoretically from acquiring too many more shares. They already own 8%. Or at night, I should say. They already own 8% of USA Truck shares. But, yeah, this could drag out. You remember Celadon. Mm-hmm. That was about a six-month process before Celadon finally said, well, we're not interested. But USA Truck has struggled. I mean, if they lose money this year, it'll be five consecutive years of losses, and it's just been a tough market for them.
There is a spike in housing construction numbers in Northwest Arkansas, which I guess is not really a surprise.
No, it's not a surprise. Although, we've talked back 2006, 2007. I guess the point is, did we learn our lessons from 5 or 6 years ago?
But right.
The four major cities and the two counties in Benton and Washington counties, their housing permits in August was up. We're up 49%. The number of permits was up 49%, and the value was about $41 million, and that's compared to just a little over $27 million same month last year. You have Fayetteville; their home permits were up 59% in August. Bentonville was up 55%. Rogers was up 41%. Springdale up almost 11%. I mean, they're back to building homes left and right. And the good thing, though, still is the home sales are solid. We're not seeing a huge uptick in inventory. So hopefully between the banker community and the construction community and investors, there'll be a little bit more of a focus on the supply and demand component this time around.
Well, if they're building houses in Northwest Arkansas, they're not building a new jail in Crawford County. Everyone talks about it. Most people want it, but no one knows how to pay for it.
Well, I think they know how to pay for it. I think there's some political concerns with mentioning it. You know, Crawford mm-hmm. County is a politically conservative town, fiscally conservative town, and you know, they're having problems with overcrowding. I mean, the jail is already sending inmates to Scott County, to Washington County.
And that costs money.
Yeah, that's not cheap. And but, you know, we tried to contact Crawford County Sheriff Ron Brown for the story we did, and he wasn't. I think he's reluctant to talk because, you know, one of the only significant way to raise money to build a new jail is through tax increase. And, you know, right now the mood among the public is they don't want to hear that. And I think the county judge and the county sheriff are reluctant to suggest what it's really going to take to build this out. And, you know, Brown before has talked about around a $22, $24 million jail expansion. You know, he placed that, I think, before the Crawford County Quorum Court last November, and it just, you know, sat there. Nobody wanted to touch that. But at some point, you know, if they keep this up, there will be a court. I mean, that's the potential that a court can tell them how they're going to have to raise money and what they do. So hopefully at some point the officials there will step up before the courts do.
Well, you know, it's interesting because I have been told by people in the past that sales tax numbers, once they get to 10%, it's hard to get anything over that passed. And you look at, there are counties in the region that are close to that, and as they continue to grow and infrastructure needs continue to grow, there's going to be some interesting dialogue in the next decade or so around here about how to pay for things.
Yes, you run out of wiggle room real fast, and I think that's where you are in Crawford County. I mean, if their rate were to go, they would have one of the highest rates among counties in the nation, not just in the state, but in the nation. You know, that's what they're up against there in Crawford County. I mean, their current rate is 9.5%. Part of that is Van Buren. Sales tax increase recently. Part of that is going to come off in 3 to 5 years. I forget the exact time frame, but it's going to be tough. I mean, between millage or sales tax increase, it's going to be tough for them to figure out how they pony up for a jail. And again, it's not like they're asking for a luxury item or anything. I mean, that's something that they have to provide for.
Finally, the cyclists from Bikes, Blues, and Barbecue in Northwest Arkansas have not been gone a week yet, and there are people in Fort Smith saying, hey, let's have our own rally.
Well, and they've been, you know, 2005, 2006, they've been bantering that about, you know, when it became clear that Bikes, Blues, and Barbecue was a real deal, a big deal, and folks were saying, you know, why can't we have some of that, you know, in the Fort Smith area. But there's some of it already here. I was reminded after we posted the story that a lot of these folks stay in hotels, especially in Van Buren, but even in Fort Smith area. And, you know, hotels, as far as the way I've heard, is Russellville. So, you know, when you have 400, 450,000 people at an event there in Northwest Arkansas, they can't all stay in hotels in Washington, Benton County. But, yeah, Dennis Snow, he's a motorcycle enthusiast, he produces Thunder TV, which was the official TV show. I didn't realize there was an official TV show, Bikes, Blues, and Barbecue, but that was it. But he says that, you know, Garrison Avenue in downtown Fort Smith is a perfect venue for a motorcycle rally. He's been involved in rallies in one form or another since 1977, and he believes that there could be kind of an offshoot of Bikes, Blues, and Barbecue that could then lead to a unique rally for Fort Smith that could be held in the spring. And we talked to Colson Burns with Bikes, Blues, and Barbecue, and he was very positive, said, you know, that they'd love to work with them because, you know, they want to expand Bikes, Blues, and Barbecue, and he said it only makes sense to expand it, you know, to other geographically adjacent cities. So that we could see some interesting developments with that in the near future.
All right. Michael Tilley is the editor and publisher of thecitywire.com that covers business, politics, motorcycles, and more. You can find new stories every day at thecitywire.com. Michael, thank you so much.
You are welcome, Kyle.